Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-250-8743. 800-250-8743. 800-250-8743.
This is Killer Innovations, a show about ideas, creativity, and how you can innovate. Welcome to the Innovator's Garage, where you learn to create your next game-changing killer innovation.
Welcome to Killer Innovations. This week, we're doing something a little different as we take a look back at some of the best shows from 2018. Our first segment is from episode 39 in early December, when our host, Phil McKinney, was invited to speak at the TEDx Boulder Conference.
I want to talk about our superpower. Humans have a superpower, and that superpower is our ability to convince ourselves that something is true when it's not. 75% of us have convinced ourselves that we are an imposter or a fraud when it comes to our jobs and careers. Or worse, we've convinced ourselves that we are not worthy and not good enough that we don't even try. Did you earn that job you have, or were you just lucky? Psychologists refer to this as the imposter syndrome. So what is it? The imposter syndrome is that questioning of our achievements and then living with the fear that someone's going to find out that we're not good enough and that we've been faking it and that we're a fraud. While 75% of us suffer from imposter syndrome, some recent studies have shown that women actually suffer from imposter syndrome at an even higher rate. I'm Phil McKinney. I'm an award-winning author. I host an award-winning nationally syndicated talk radio show. I retired as the chief technology officer for Hewlett-Packard before landing here in Colorado to become the CEO at Cable Labs. I've been on most every national news program, and I've been profiled on newspapers and magazines around the world. With my career, you would think that I would be comfortable with my own achievements. That is not the case. I lived with the majority of my career in the absolute fear that people would find out that I am an imposter with a secret. April 2007, I'm being interviewed for a front page cover profile in the San Jose Mercury News, the newspaper of Silicon Valley. Everything is going great until we get to the last question. And that last question set off an absolute panic attack. My imposter syndrome kicked in and was telling me that the world was now going to figure out that I was a fraud. So what was it that set off the panic attack? Well, what set off the panic attack was a secret that I had protected and had never shared before. And that secret was, I never graduated from college. Now, I know some of you are in your head going, so what? A lot of people never graduate from college and go on and have phenomenal careers. That's the point. When you live with imposter syndrome, whatever you think disqualifies you is the secret you will do anything to protect. And in my case, my secret was going to be revealed on the front page of a newspaper. So April 29, 2007, my executive profile appears in the front pages of the San Jose Mercury News. And there in the sidebar is my secret. He left college without graduating. This was on the front page of the Sunday edition, so all I had to do was sit back and wait for the repercussions, whatever they may be. So Monday morning, I go into the offices at HP and wait. It didn't take me long to figure out what the repercussions were going to be. And those were nothing. The world didn't care. I had spent 25 years nurturing a secret that now was in the full press, and the stress and the fear were gone. I had let my superpower convince me that I was a fraud, and it was a lie. And that's when I figured out that it was the secret that was fueling my imposter syndrome. It was that secret. And by sharing that secret, I took away that power. Now, in reality, I didn't share my secret. My secret was shared for me on the front page of a national newspaper. Not my best choice in revealing a deep personal secret. Now, following this, I've been talking and sharing about my struggles with imposter syndrome, both in talks like this and on my radio show. And the response that I have received has been overwhelming, with people wanting to share their struggles with imposter syndrome. That has opened up my eyes that the imposter syndrome struggle doesn't know anything about career, title, socioeconomic, identity, history. The imposter syndrome is absolutely universal. In fact, I've had team members who work for me who've had such severe cases of imposter syndrome that it was absolutely crippling. Not too long ago, I had a former team member reach out to me to ask for some career advice. We get together, and he was convinced he was going to lose his job. There were some changes going on at the company he was at, and his imposter syndrome had convinced him that there were other people on his team who were better than him, and if those jobs were going to go away, he would be the one to lose the job. But not only that, he had thought about it so much that he convinced himself that not only was he going to lose the job, but that he was going to end up homeless. Yes, we went from everything is fine to being homeless in all of 3 seconds. I stepped in at that point and said, whoa, time out. Your job and your career and skills are highly desired and highly valuable to your employer. And there's no proof that they're even going to cut any jobs. And you've earned all of your accomplishments. You are not a fraud. You are not an imposter. And what happened? What happened was is it changed his entire perspective, both on himself, his career, and also his family. He defeated his imposter syndrome by sharing his secret of self-doubt and getting that encouragement that he was not a fraud, he was not an imposter. So let me ask all of you a question. Do you suffer from imposter syndrome? Do you experience those waves of feeling that you're not qualified and then living in the fear that someone is going to find out? Do you find it hard to accept recognition when people walk up to you and say, great job? Do you pass it off of, oh, I was just lucky, I was just in the right place at the right time? Do you suffer from the stress of worrying about whether or not you're going to meet the expectations of others? And in return, you turn yourself into a workaholic thinking that you got to prove yourself. Do you practice self-sabotage? Are you so fearful about the job you have and the work you're trying to deliver that you actually get so fearful you can't even start the work? Example being severe procrastination. Do you suffer from imposter syndrome? If we look around this theater, 75% of the people in this theater are currently, or will suffer from imposter syndrome. 75% of us. The question is what do you do about it? What do you do to push back? I'm going to give you 2 actions to try. Now, I'm going to warn you, these will require some risk. You're going to take a little bit of risk here. With risk comes change. What's the first thing? Find a comfortable, safe environment to share your secret. Share the secret that's telling you that you're not good enough. You haven't earned that role or position you're in. Now, in my case, sharing my secret on the front page of a national newspaper or right here on the TEDx stage may not be your choice for sharing your secret. The second and probably the most important way that you can push back on imposter syndrome is to be an encourager. Encourage others. If you see somebody with skills and abilities and capabilities that just impress you, don't just think it. Tell them. The simple act of verbalizing that to them changes their perspective. They begin to see themselves as the world sees them, not as that imposter syndrome film is going around in their head. Do not delay in pushing back on the imposter syndrome. Do not delay. I wasted 25 years of my career believing the lie that I wasn't good enough. So what lie is telling you that you're not good enough, that you're an imposter, that you're as a fraud? Whatever that lie is, the opposite is the truth. And a truth will always have more power than a lie we can tell ourselves. Always. So what is that truth about that amazing you? What's the truth about you that's absolutely amazing? Believe that truth, and a new future will unfold. Thank you very much.
I'll be right back after this quick break.
In the Know, I'm Brian Osuch. Mike Savicki is a C6 7 quadriplegic who is a Navy veteran, multi-sport athlete who stays on the go. He says when it comes to mobility and transportation, there is hope for those who are disabled.
It's about finding wheelchair accessible vehicles and solutions that allow us to drive or be transported to be a part of society, which is what we with disabilities really want most of all.
Mike still drives and lives an independent life.
I was introduced to a wheelchair-accessible vehicle through a local Namita dealer who taught me about getting in and out with my wheelchair, driving with my hands, and about the fact that I can get my driver's license again and I can have that independence and freedom.
Many call Mike a hero, and he's urging others to enter the local Heroes Campaign Contest for a chance to win a wheelchair-accessible van tailored to meet their needs.
Go to the website mobilityawarenessmonth.com and share a short story or a video that tells us about who you are and what you're doing that makes you a little special.
For more information, go to mobilityawarenessmonth.com. Now you're in the know from Numita.
Five things you can count on when using LegalZoom for your business. Number one, reliability. You know, more than a million people have already trusted LegalZoom to help them start their businesses. In corporations, LLCs, nonprofits, DBAs, and more, use LegalZoom to get started the right way. Number two, experience. You can count on LegalZoom for all of the details. They've been helping all types of business owners for 15 years. Number three, helpful support. They have the right people standing by, ready to help with your questions, all based in the U.S. Number four, legal advice. LegalZoom isn't a law firm, so they built a network of independent attorneys available in 48 states. You'll get answers to your legal questions, and they can review supplier contracts, employment laws, and help with most of the day-to-day situations that pop up. And finally, number five, there are no surprises. LegalZoom provides complete transparency with upfront pricing and customer reviews with 100% satisfaction guarantee. Make the smart choice for your business today at LegalZoom.com, and don't forget to enter Ray in the referral box at checkout. LegalZoom.com.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
Doing business like a CEO while saving like a CFO.
Staples has all the supplies you need to run your business like a boss at prices that'll make your bookkeeper smile.
Now that is an achievement.
Everything from pens to brand spanking new calendars. And right now, 2019 desk pad calendars are just $3.99.
So get your business ready for a big year at Staples, where there's a whole lot in store.
Valid on SKU 279-6207. Ends 1/5/19.
Hi, I'm Joe Clark, host of Consider This, found right here Sunday morning mornings at 8 o'clock. Join us as we break down the financial world, things that truly matter to you, things that you should consider. You can find out more at our website at yourlifeafterwork.com. But join us Sunday morning, grab a cup of coffee, and let's break down the five critical elements, the things that can really change your financial life. Number is 800-928-4001, yourlifeafterwork.com. We'll see you Sunday.
It may have been a messy divorce that suddenly cut your income in half, but not your bills. It might have been an injury or illness or your boss just cutting back your hours. It doesn't really matter how you got in over your head. It only matters that you are and that we're here to help. If you've got over $10,000 in credit card debt and you can't ever see breaking free, then call Action Debt and do it now. Being in over your head is a vicious cycle. One day late, they charge you a late fee. Miss a payment, they double your rate. You just don't think it's fair, and neither do we. This is not bankruptcy or just a simple rate reduction plan. We fight for you using our proven experience in the insider programs that credit card companies try to hide. If you owe at least $10,000 to the credit card companies, you owe it to yourself to call Action Debt at 800-384-7099. Just because you got in over your head doesn't mean you have to stay there forever. Call 800-384-7099 today, and we can be on your side tomorrow. 800-384-7099. 800-384-7099.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
This is Killer Innovations, a show about ideas, creativity, and how you can innovate. Welcome to the Innovator's Garage, where you learn to create your next game-changing killer innovation.
Welcome back to Killer Innovations. We continue our look back at some of the best shows from this year. Back in June, Phil flipped the script a bit, and instead of interviewing a guest, he was interviewed by Eric Veage from The Skeptical Executive.
What you taught me is business likes to have business as usual. That's the business of business is business. And the business of innovation is change. And you had a beautiful metaphor. You called it the corporate antibody. So what happens is some bright spark comes with a new idea, and the corporate antibodies, you know, make that new idea go away. So the question I'm asking you is, if I'm the CEO, what question should I be asking the consultants around the culture that the culture fit? How do I know that that consultant's got the right culture fit with my organization? What kinds of questions should I be asking to explore that?
Well, I would be asking the consultant questions like, so what are the key elements of a culture that can embrace and be successful, right? You know, if the consultant doesn't address things like the corporate antibodies or fear of failure, or the way authority is handled within, or how decisions are made within an organization. Fear of failure, number one culture issue that we see in any company that's trying to adapt an innovation approach. That fear of failure is that, you know, it's not a culture that embraces experimentation. It's not a culture that embraces trying things, and if they don't work out, hey, no foul. You know, what did we learn from this? How would we do this differently? Let's now go try a different way, because that one obviously didn't work. In some cases, in some industries or in some companies, failure is marked by, you know, killing someone's career, potentially maybe having them removed from the company. That's not a culture that works. The other is getting an organization to change their culture. Let me tell you, it is incredibly hard. I mean, it'll be some of the hardest work you'll ever do. Even tougher in many cases than just getting a process into an organization and getting people to start, you know, some form of idea management systems, and how do you do the ranking of your ideas so you're working on the best ideas. Culture is much harder than any of that, because you're asking people to change how they operate, how they interact with people, how they think about themselves, the confidence they have in their position to put forward ideas that may be viewed as crazy or, you know, way out in left field. So culture is is one of those things that if you're bringing a consultant in and you're wanting to really get an organization to be ready to really embrace innovation and drive that, then it really that consultant really needs to have a lot of experience in looking at existing cultures, identifying the changes to that culture, and then managing that change management.
Yeah, I mean, just to be a little bit self-serving, I had a supplier to the mining industry. We are big in the mining industry here in South Africa. And the MD said to me, please, will you help me with an innovation program? And I said, no. He said, what do you mean? I said, right now, this culture is a culture of fear. So what, and it's a very top-down culture. Now, you're the new MD. We're going to have to spend 18 months just trying to empower people, giving them a voice. Once we start giving them a voice and start letting them letting them trust their own ideas, only then will we be able to start the ideation process. Only then will we be able to start an innovation process, because until then, the managers are always just going to shut down any new ideas because the culture just doesn't allow for it. And to this guy's credit, he took 2 years and we worked with the culture and we started empowering people. And after a while, it was astonishing actually what happened. So what you're saying, Phil, I suppose, is that innovation is not necessarily about the innovation. Partly it's about innovation, but mostly it's about culture change.
Exactly. The culture change becomes the foundation. Without it, you know, you can go, you know, bring a consultant in and do a nice presentation, get everybody all worked up into a lather, facilitate some brainstorming, come up with a handful of ideas, but then it dies. Yeah. It is not sustainable over the long term. And in fact, here where I'm CEO at this company here in the United States in Colorado, we took 3 years to take what was basically an accidental culture. There was no preconceived effort to try to define a culture here. We basically tore it down to the studs, rebuilt it from the ground up, and then also reskilled the organization before we even started, you know, really focusing on an innovation effort. Because, again, without the culture in place, you don't have the foundation, and anything you try to build on a poor foundation will not be sustainable.
No, I agree entirely. Going on to the next question, Phil, your top three habits that have made you a success in your field, what should we be doing?
Well, the question there is which field, right? As someone in the innovation space, you know, what I focus on is I think about innovation, and more specifically, personal creativity is like a muscle, right? You're not going to get up off the couch on a Friday and go run the Boston Marathon on Monday. You've got to exercise that muscle. So for me, I have a daily personal habit where I spend 30 minutes in the morning working on and just ideating, just coming up with lists of ideas. I identify a problem space for the week, and I spend Monday through Friday, you know, spending my 30 minutes every day brainstorming on that particular problem. And then on Saturday, I go through the entire list and I do a ranking exercise. And a couple things. One is I solve real problems. I run a couple of nonprofits. I have a number of companies that I'm invested in that I'm not involved in on a day-to-day basis, but trying to help the CEOs of those companies. And it keeps my skill sets up to speed, right? Because when you really need to be sitting down and coming up with those ideas because of some urgent need or crises, if you have not exercised your creative muscle, then your ability to be a top-performing, you know, creative athlete in responding to that sense of need right at that moment, your muscle's not ready. So for me, it's that daily exercise. So Monday through Friday, 30 minutes of brainstorming. Saturday morning, go through and rank those ideas, which are the best ideas. Then I prepare those and send those to whichever teams working in the problem space that I was thinking of, and I take Sundays off. So that's kind of the critical, you know, skill sets and things that I do to keep myself sharp.
30 minutes a day, and that's just yourself and a notepad and a pencil.
Yes, 30 minutes a day just with my Moleskine notebook. And I actually have a very specific version of the Moleskine I use that has a very kind of unique layout to it that allows me to capture and rank the ideas.
You are listening to Killer Innovations on the BizTalk Radio Network, and we'll be right back.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
BizTalk Radio is now available on Amazon Echo. Just add the BizTalk Radio skills, then ask Alexa for the latest business news. You'll instantly get live, relevant information from the best business source, BizTalk Radio. Alexa, open BizTalk Market Tips.
I can't believe it.
That we're in an elevator with a puma?
No, I can't believe how easy it was to save hundreds of dollars on my car insurance with Geico.
Could you hit 7 for me? Okay, no need to. That's fine. I'm good.
Believe it. Geico could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
I can't get my computer to work.
Let me help you with that.
How'd you do that? I just got techie with Geeks On Site.
Our geeks literally come on site. No need to stop what you're doing or block off time. We come to your home, office, or wherever you are. And we don't just fix whatever computer issues you might be having. We explain and teach you along the way so you can feel empowered and then help others at home or in your office. Better yet, don't have time for tech support to come to you? Let us remote into your desktop or laptop, and one of our geeks will instantly walk you through. Call 1-800-584-9039, and we will help you instantly. We offer affordable prices on our remote services and IT support. You and those in your office will never have to wait hours to have your technical questions answered. Get your free computer diagnosis today with your very own geek. Call 1-800-584-9039. That's 1-800-584-9039. And get started now.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk.
Online
at biztalkradio.com.
This is Killer Innovations, a show about ideas, creativity, and how you can innovate. Welcome to the Innovator's Garage, where you learn to create your next game-changing killer innovation.
Welcome back to our Best of 2018 from Killer Innovations. In this segment, we look back at the end of November, where Phil interviewed Santiago Navarro on his innovation in how wine bottles are made.
Welcome back to Killer Innovations. I'm your host, Phil McKinney. We are continuing our conversation with Santiago Navarro from Gasson. This is the flat wine bottle discussion that's been going on over at theinnovators.community. It's also been up on my LinkedIn page and my Facebook page. A number of you have commented on it. So, Santiago, we were talking before, you know, about, you know, the innovating of the wine bottle and kind of a little bit more about the bottle itself. But give us a little bit of insight of what did it take from the time you had that nirvana aha moment to where you could actually say your innovation was available in the marketplace. What did that take and what was involved?
Yeah, great question, Phil, because actually many might think the idea is the tough one, and it took us many months of brainstorming and considering what alternatives were out there in order to achieve the functional benefit whilst respecting the aesthetic, emotional, and also addressing the sustainable. And then when we had that eureka moment, we realized actually after that executing was going to be even tougher, because we realized from the outset that glass was not going to be possible. We needed to use a lightweight, strong material that was also readily available but sustainable, something we could hopefully create into a circular loop. We decided to use post-consumer recycled PET, that's the sort of plastic we use for drinks bottles, readily available, cheap, resembles glass, and so would do the job perfectly. But then we had the constraints around the shape and the design we wanted in order to respect the heritage and tradition of wine, and we had restrictions and limitations around what we were able to produce at a bottle at scale. And because the world of wine is so large, so somewhere in the region of 33 to 35 billion bottles of wine a year, we wanted a system that could scale into the millions, hundreds of millions, potentially into the billions. And so we needed to use certain machines and certain technology to blow these bottles, which limited us. So we went through countless changes. We partnered up with an international packaging giant called the RPC Group, specifically a division of theirs called M&H Plastics. They're primarily based in the UK. They have multiple sites across the world. They have one in the US in Winchester, Virginia. We partnered with them, and then over nearly a year, we went through many design options which didn't work for one of the elements. Most of the time, it looked too remotely different from a wine bottle, where I said, this is not going to be the game-changing product. Then push always what's possible in limitation of the machine. And finally, after many months and probably burning as much patience as I could from our very kind production partner, we finally managed to get the bottle that I thought could potentially disrupt the bottle that's been around for 200 years, and what has seemingly been proven in the months that bottle's been out in the market since April, is that April of this year, 2018, that clearly it has the opportunity to disrupt. And so I guess a key message is, if you believe in something strong enough, don't give up. And we continually just tweaked. And I'm talking about fractions of a millimeter at times, just moving slight elements, because you get to a position where the ratios are right, and then aesthetically on the eye, you say, this is perfect. And it's a sort of Fibonacci numbers. There's something, like in nature, you look at something and say, that's meant to be. And until it's at that position, it's just not right. And we got to that point, and we were ready to go. And then we started producing the bottles, and yes, so that's a long answer to your question.
So what was the total time, from the time you had the idea until what you would say you had the product ready to go? What was the length of time?
A couple of years in total, actually. So, it took us that long. It took us a year of actual R&D, very intense once we had chosen the partner, but it took us about another year to go from developed idea, not just idea, but developed idea, to manage to find a partner that would work with us to then be able to do that other year of specific R&D with a partner. So unless you have infinite amounts of money or infinite amounts of power, then you have to go through the normal course, but never give up if you believe in what you're doing.
So talk me through, okay, now you've gone through that experience, right? You had your first business, you know, doing wine delivery. You had that frustration, which became kind of a catalyst for solving that with your new wine bottle. And then you started down that path. Now you're kind of at the point where you're getting a lot of press attention. You're getting a lot of packaging people interested in what you're doing. If you could go back to the very beginning and give yourself one or two pieces of advice back when you started, what would they be?
So I think the primary one is this is a lesson well learned for me, if you're developing a product that's a physical product, then do anything within your powers to get a physical version of it as soon as possible. We spent way too long talking to people with line drawings on paper or on screen or on a phone. And when it's a physical product and the tactile nature of it could make a whole difference, then that's fundamentally important. And in fact, some of the very first imagery that's out there of our bottle is a very simple MVP prototype. We made 10 of them in China. We eventually didn't make our full production in China, but we got those bottles and we filled them with wine, and we put them on a table with wine glasses, and we showed them with a pizza, and people got it. Unfortunately, before that, we were talking to the industry and to potential business partners with line drawings, 2D line drawings on paper. That's a really, really bad idea. If anyone is listening to this and has a product out there that they want to try to take to market, create your MVP or physical MVP that best replicates what you're doing without spending much money at all, and there's normally hacks that you can do so, and try and get that done as quickly as possible, because I believe if we had done that earlier, I wouldn't have wasted so much time, and time is money, talking to people with a drawing that they couldn't get. Normally your idea, your invention is well developed in your own mind because you think about it every waking second of the day, but then you just show it to someone who doesn't know it, and they've got 20 minutes in a meeting to get it, and then it's very hard. But the minute you give them a product in their hand, they get it. It's just totally game changing.
Great advice. So how is the wine bottle doing? I know on your site you actually have wines available in the square bottles, right?
So we're a B2B company. We sell bottles, and we sell bottles filled with wine that we source from various places around the world. The product is doing very well. We take on a new stockist or a new business partner every week at the moment. We're talking to some of the leading giants in wine logistics across the whole supply chain. But also there are spaces, as some of your members, your community members noticed, there's spaces like the airline industries where we have a lot of interest. Actually, specifically some really big airlines in the U.S. who are really interested in the pack, because it's much easier for them to hold, to serve, to store. It just works much better. Also, because it's a sustainable material, then they can use it much better and address their CSR goals. So, yes, we're doing phenomenally well. We don't rush anyone into the process because we are innovating in a space that hasn't had much innovation in the last 200 years. And the last thing we want to make people feel is like that we're selling them something they don't want to buy. We're confident that once they understand, they will be on board with it and they will thank their lucky stars that they made that decision to go on board. But for us, it's fundamentally important to take our business customers through an innovation journey, not a sales process.
So, Santiago, as we wrap up this segment of the show, if people want to keep track of where what you're doing and about the work around the bottle, where give us the URL here real quickly and where people can follow you.
Yeah, so the URL is www.garconwines.com. It's pronounced Garcon Wines, but it's spelled G-A-R-C-O-N Wines in the plural .com. We're also over on LinkedIn, on Twitter, on all the various social channels. You can also follow me on Twitter on Santiago Biz. That's Santiago, like the city, and Biz, B-I-Z. Everything that's relevant or interesting, I share, my company shares, and we're active and we engage with you. So if you have questions, reach out on Innovators Community or else come and ping us direct.
Yeah, actually, Santiago has joined us over at the Innovators Community, so go check that out, the innovators.community. The community is free and open to everybody, but it's an area where we talk about innovation and creativity. Santiago, thank you very much for your time.
In the know, I'm Brian Osuch. Mike Savicki is a C6 7 quadriplegic who is a Navy veteran multi-sport athlete who stays on the go. He says when it comes to mobility and transportation, there is hope for those who are disabled.
It's about finding wheelchair accessible vehicles and solutions that allow us to drive or be transported to be a part of society, which is what we with disabilities really want most of all.
Mike still drives and lives an independent life.
I was introduced to a wheelchair accessible vehicle through a local Namita dealer who taught me about getting in and out with my wheelchair, driving with my hands, and about the fact that I can get my driver's license again and I can have that independence and freedom.
Many call Mike a hero, and he's urging others to enter the local Heroes Campaign contest for a chance to win a wheelchair accessible van tailored to meet their needs.
Go to the website mobilityawarenessmonth.com and share a short story or a video that tells us about who you are and what you're doing that makes you a little special.
For more information, go to mobilityawarenessmonth.com. Now you're in the know from Numita.
Autism. One out of every 68 children in America are impacted across every race, ethnicity, and socioeconomic group. If you aren't directly affected, someone you know is. Today's world doesn't support those on the autism spectrum. It needs hacking for us to truly welcome those who think and create differently than ourselves. We're Hacking Autism, a nonprofit charity with a mission to hack therapy, technologies, and career opportunities that improve the personal and professional lives of people on the autism spectrum. We believe that everyone can play a role in supporting those on the autism spectrum so that they can show their unique talents and abilities in this fast-paced world. You aren't powerless in this fight. Use your gifts and talents to make a positive impact. Join us in making a difference. Go to hackingautism.org to learn more.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
We save a life from a catastrophe every 11 minutes. For a free Life Alert brochure, call 800-258-0566. That's 800-258-0566. 800-258-0566. Call 800-258-0566.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
This is Killer Innovations, a show about ideas, creativity, and how you can innovate. Welcome to the Innovator's Garage, where you learn to create your next game-changing killer innovation.
Welcome back to Killer Innovations. Thanks for joining us in our look back at some of the best episodes of 2018. In this segment, we look all the way back to January, when Phil was talking to an innovative company from Paducah, Kentucky, called Finn Gourmet.
Welcome back. We're continuing our conversation with Lulu and John from Finn Gourmet Foods here in Paducah, Kentucky. You guys have now been in business. You started in New Orleans. You relocated to Paducah. If you had a chance to kind of go back and give yourself advice back when you were doing your original 100-page business plan, what advice would you give yourself now that you've got that kind of lessons learned and the experience under your belt? Go for it, John.
All right, so if we knew how hard it was, we would have said, let's not do this at all.
No, we would have said, oh, we will make it not hard at all. Right, that's what right. We would have said.
I'm just kidding, actually. It's extremely hard work. So so coming into it, I remember one time, just kind of, the first really, really hard day that we had, thinking, man, I don't want to do this again tomorrow. But we had to, and then the next day and the next day. So it's kind of learning that this different type of grind. The second thing is that there's so many places you can give up along the way, but sometimes you think, well, are we just shoveling this into this endless well? And for some products, that's probably true. But for this, we really felt, and we had done all the background to say this has got a lot of potential here. So it's just really being creative about in those very, very difficult times when your option is to close down or to just keep on going. Because tomorrow's going to be a little bit better, you just keep on going because it will pay off in the end. It's a
perseverance.
It's a perseverance thing, yes.
Have faith, whether it's in a spiritual, religious being, or have faith in the close friends and partners that have gotten you through. Have faith that tomorrow is going to be a better day. You have to have faith, otherwise you will go crazy. And do something. Yes, the money, yes, we're for profit and ultimately we want to have a comfortable living. But if you know that you're doing something else to help somebody else, providing them jobs or providing them just to hope that they can, learn from their mistakes and move forward, it helps to add to your faith at the end of the day when you just feel like you've been beaten and you have no other strength to get up, because you will find strength in places that you don't know that exist. And don't take advices from the experts. Trust in what you know about what you have done that day, what you have put in terms of blood, sweat, You know, you can have an economic advisor coming and say, well, you need to do this and that, but they've never slaughtered fish. They've never, you know, been in deep high with maggots and, you know, figuring out how to, you know, get it to the landfill because you have no money to pay for someone to do it. Take it with a grain of salt, but know your stuff. Do the homework and have faith that what you do is going to be better the next day. You may not see it that day because you're so tired, but just, I can't say enough, you know, our faith has really has gotten us through many periods in which we're thinking, oh my gosh, we're going to have to shut down. We've got 13 people who depend on us and their family. What are we going to do? And then the next day, you know, a customer finally comes through with an order, or an investor finally comes through. There's a break in it, and we just realize this was meant to be, you know, it's faith, you know, you just have to have faith. And, you know, I'm reminded of different biblical stories. And you know, my mother and I escaped Vietnam. And I think if she didn't have faith, we wouldn't be here. And so I have faith that this is, and we feel in our soul, and our families kind of don't understand why we've left what we've been trained to do. But we realize that this is something that we've always been meant to do. And all of our education and work experience have led us to this point to do this, because this fish is like the bread and the loaf. You know, there's just immense amount of it, but you just have to understand it and accept it as a blessing and do something with it that's going to be profoundly important.
Wow.
Have faith. Wow. Have faith.
I think one thing, just to kind of build on a point, in the beginning, there's a lot of people who want to help, and they sort of transition into these advisors. And you get a lot of pressure to do, you know, people have MBAs, they've done business, they've done investment, they all know these things. So we haven't. So we sort of, the places where we've gotten hung up is when we've really tried to do what everybody's suggesting that we do instead of following our own gut instincts.
Yeah.
And the places where we've just kind of taken off, like with, you know, Lanchi developing the surimi and, you know, me, the boneless filet parts, you know, it was just, you know, getting rid of all that noise and just saying we are going to do it this way. And so we struggled throughout our existence to kind of
hear our own voice.
Yeah, to follow our own voice.
Yeah, I think this is a very good point about the advisor piece, right? You know, like, I'm in the innovation game. There's 100,000 innovation experts, and then you ask them how many innovations have they actually done, and it ends up being zero, right? They've got a degree, they've got whatever, but they haven't lived it day in and day out from the standpoint of in some cases entrepreneurs aren't willing sometimes to just trust their gut.
Yes.
Right? It's that negative talk we have in our heads, like, oh, you don't know anything, you're new, you're a rookie, you're not the expert.
Yeah, yeah.
When in reality, that gut can get you a long way.
That's an
excellent
point.
Plus, when you're living it day in and
right.
day out.
I mean, we've been, you know, in front of bankers and potential, you know, investors, and they say, well, you know, what does two academicians know about running a fish processor? You know, and now I can say, oh, I do know a lot. And you know, my training as a PhD in academician, I'm a problem solver. I don't back down from a big challenge. We sit down and we methodically and rigorously go through our plans to solve our supply chain or whatever. So I'm a great problem solver. And that's what my training has brought me to do.
Yeah.
What have you done in terms of problem solving the carp industry?
Yeah.
You know that's cheeky and cheap shot, but you know what I mean.
Yes. Lulu John, I want to thank you for taking the time out today. It's been great to come visit Paducah, come back to Kentucky, where my wife and I got married, not too far from here.
Very cool.
Right over in Henderson. So it's been great to be back in town and checking it out again. And I just want to say congratulations on the success you've had and the impact that you're having here in Paducah, both with employment, but also with the environment and what you're doing with the Chinese carp, providing a great protein food source and the success for your business. And we'll stay in touch, and if we're back in the area, we'll stop back again. So if you're listening, check us out. We'll have all the show notes over at killerinnovations.com. With that, have a great week.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk, online at biztalkradio.com.